The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Preparing for a glorious future. Or you can also call it preparing for a glorious year ahead. Preparing for a glorious year, of course, ahead. The matter of preparation cannot be overemphasized. Your level of preparation will determine the level of your success. Planning and preparation are key to success. The future you desire can only be accessible through effective planning and preparation. What is preparation or planning? Planning is strategy designed to achieve a long-term goal or overall aim. Planning is strategies designed to achieve long-term goals or overall aims. Number two, what is planning? Planning is the art of marshalling resources for their most effective use. Planning or preparation means, planning simply means marshalling resources for their most effective use. Number three, planning is step-by-step design to accomplishing goals and tasks. Planning is step-by-step designs to accomplishing your goals and for accomplishing tasks. It is deciding in advance what you want to do in the future. Deciding in advance what must be done, the way it must be done, and when it must be done. In Luke 14 verse 28, the Bible says, for which of you, Luke 14:28, for which of you intending to build a tower, seated not down first and count the cost, whether he had sufficient to finish it? Another name for planning is called strategy. Beloved, at the end of the year like this, one of the major things that we need to do is to prepare for the future. To plan for the days ahead. To strategize on what to do to be able to get to where we are going. Looking at God, our Father, and our Creator, you will see that God was a planner. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says the world, the earth was without form and void. Everything was disorganized. But God started to plan everything. He created the water before he created the fishes. He created the forest before he created the animals. He created the food that man will eat before he created the man. God is a planner. And I pray for everyone here tonight that the grace to plan for the future called 2022, the Lord will give unto you in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, important facts about planning and strategy. Important facts about planning and strategy. I'll give us about seven of that. Number one is that planning is vital for glorious finishing of a year and the start of a new year. Planning is important for ending a year and starting a new year gloriously. Number two, planning is what bats distinction, while poor planning or no plan is what bats failure. Planning is what brings distinction. Poor planning is what brings failure. No plan is the gateway to colossal failure. This building that we are in now, the plan was first done before the building could be started at all. The plan for the foundation, the plan for the building as it's going to be moving, where windows will be, where doors will be, where the altar will be. That's why the building is still standing. If it was just built as a ramshackle building, it will not be here today. Number three important facts about planning and strategy is that the world is ruled by great planners. The world is ruled by great planners. The world is ruled by planners. The world is ruled by great planners. Steve Jobs is no more here. He's dead. But Apple is still in existence today. Apple is richer today than it was when Steve Jobs was here. He planned before he exited. I'll still get to that when I get to the issue of institutional planning and organizational planning. The reason why things don't work is because many don't plan. And I pray for you tonight, what you will listen to in this teaching tonight will spur you into your plans and the execution in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Number four, important facts about planning and strategy. No one gets into a future he did not prepare for. Number four, important facts about planning and strategy is that no one gets into a future he did not prepare for. In 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6. 2 Chronicles 27, verse 6. Bible says, so Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before his God. He prepared his way before his God. Nobody can just enter into a future and say, I'm great. I just became great overnight. No, it doesn't happen that way. Things are just working just like that. No, it doesn't happen that way. It has to be planned for it to work out. Jotham became mighty because he planned his way before his God. Not that he planned his way on his own. He planned his way before his God. And suddenly he became mighty. Get ready. You are the next person that God will make to be a mighty person in Jesus' name. I say you are the next person in Jesus' name. Number five, important facts about planning and strategy is that the future remains bleak without planning and strategy. The future, there is no future without a plan. The future of a man, the future of a woman, the future of a home remains bleak except there is a plan in place. Without a plan, the future is bleak. And you can also say, maybe you can say it's also black. A wise man said, when you fail to plan, you have planned to fail. When you have failed to plan, it's automatic planning that failure is next thing. Nobody here will be a failure. Nobody here will be a failure. In Luke chapter 14, verse 28 to 31, Luke 14, 28 to 31, the Bible says, which of you intending to build a tower, sit it not down first and count the cost, whether you have sufficient to finish it. after he had laid foundation, is not able to finish it. All that behold it begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish it. I pray for everyone here tonight. All that you have started, you will complete in Jesus' name. I say, all that you have started, you will complete in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. The future is bleak without adequate planning. Number 6. Poor planning is the reason for poor performance. Poor planning of a year is what causes poor performance in the year. If the year will yield its results, there must be a plan. If the year will yield its blessings, there must be a plan. No year will become a great year without a great plan. Number 7, where we stop on this foundation, important facts about planning and strategies, that if you plan well, you will live well. If you can plan well, you will live well. If you plan your life well, you will live a good life. If you refuse to plan, then enemies of planning. Enemies of planning. I just give us a few of that, and then we will go forward tonight. What are the enemies of planning? Number 1 enemy of planning is ignorance. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. Ignorance always makes people not to plan. Hosea 4 verse 6. Anybody that will become great in life must be a great planner. Ignorance is not an excuse in law. My people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. They are destroyed because they are people who don't have a knowledge. They are ignorant of what to do. Ignorance always makes people to lack plans. A lot of people think that things will just work on their own. No. Nothing just works on its own. Many are ignorant of plans. And so that's why you see people when on crossover night, they will be drunk on crossover night. That's crazy. On the day you are about to cross into a new year, they will enter the church drunk. Some people will spend it in brothels. Some people will spend it in friends' houses. Different things. Ignorance of the need to plan has ruined a lot of lives. Your own will never be like that. I say your own will never be like that. Your life will not be ruined by ignorance. They say the ignorance is not an excuse in law. You didn't know you need to plan. It's not an excuse that will make life just to give you what it wants without you planning. Ignorance is an enemy of planning. I didn't know that I'm supposed to plan. I didn't know. Number 2, enemy of planning is complacency. I don't care attitude. Can I shock you? Some people don't care about their own life. Complacency is an enemy of planning. Not willing to go the extra mile to plan. Not willing to go the extra mile to settle down to plan. Complacency. Whatever will happen, will happen. Whatever will happen, but what will happen, you won't like it. If you live your life to whatever will happen, it will happen, but what will happen, you won't like it. You don't allow your life to go through whatever will happen. You channel it through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Don't allow your life to drift. You channel it deliberately. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Nobody here will be complacent. I say, nobody here will be complacent. In the name of Jesus. Number 3, enemy of planning is lack of value for order. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. Let everything be done decently and in order. lack of value for order. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 40. Let everything be done decently and in order. When you don't have value for order, you will not plan. Before you can plan, you must have value for order. You must believe in order. But when you see a person who doesn't have a value for order, can just live their life anyhow, they will never plan. But I pray for everyone here tonight. Grace to have value for order. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, ways to plan for a glorious future. Give us a few points under that, then we'll go to pray. Ways to plan for a glorious future. Number one is know God's plan for your life. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, for I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not the thoughts of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Some version says to give you an expected end. Know God's plan for your life. You see, when you know God's plan for your life, you are able to plan your life according to God's plan. When you know this is what God wants you to do, to somebody else, what you are doing might be a waste of time. The way I'm living my life now, some people can think it's a waste of life. Yeah, can somebody be doing... But when you know what God wants you to do, and you focus on it, then you live a fulfilled life. You know what God wants you to do. Once you identify it, this will help you to plan. As a student, you know God wants you to be successful as a student, then you must know the number of hours you must read per day. Know God's plan for your life. For many of us here who don't know God's plan for our lives here, this last few days is a good time for you to soak yourself in God. If possible, lock yourself in your room for 3 days. Lock yourself in your room. Throw the key under and tell somebody that on the day I call you to come and open this door is the day you should open the door for me. And you stay there with God. You wouldn't have spent that 3 days before God will speak to you because your stomach will be empty. Once your stomach is empty, your ears will be able to hear heaven. The reason why most of us don't hear heaven is because our stomach, food too plenty inside. When heaven wants to talk, jollof rice will be doing tulum, tulum. Dodo will be doing tudum, tudum. Chicken will be doing galum, galum. Fufu, beba, beans. We are fasting, Abby, so I shouldn't. Don't worry, we'll soon break our fast. Praise the Lord. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. May God give us the grace to know His purpose for our lives in Jesus' name. We will not live a wasted life. We will not live a wasted life. We will not live a wasted life. Do you know the reason why some people who mourn when they want to die? They did not live God's purpose for their life. They did not fulfill God's purpose. Maybe they were pursuing money. Maybe they were pursuing plenty of wives. Maybe they were pursuing, building houses. That's what they are living for. So when they die, when they are about to die, they don't want to die because they've not lived life to its fullest. But when you know what God wants you to do and you do it, you are the happiest person in the world. You might not have all the money in the world, but you are fulfilled doing it. May the Lord give us understanding. Number two way to planning for a glorious future is set out time to think. Set out time to think. That's one of the reasons why I'm giving us some time off this week. We do this every year. We started it, I think, last year or upper year or so. Like 2 years now. This last week, you need to think so that you will not stink. Why do you think? You reflect. You look at areas you have done well, you note it down. You look at areas you have not done well, where you made mistake, you note it down. Then you now look at it together, and from there you can take a decision on what you need to do. I've often told you, one of the worst abuse they can abuse a human being is to say that the person doesn't think. Especially when they say it in vernacular, you know what I'm talking about. When they say a person doesn't think, I say, you don't even. This period is a period to sit down, to think and reflect. What have I done well? What have I not done well? What areas have I done what God wants me to do? What areas have I done what I wanted to do? It's a fool that keeps making the same mistakes. I've often told people that are quite close to me, it's very unlikely that you correct me on something 2 times, 3 times. It's not likely. Once you have told, I've seen that this thing you don't like it, it's not likely I will repeat. When I'm not a fool. So this is a time to sit down to reflect. What have I not done right so that I can correct myself? What have I done right that has brought glory to God, that has blessed humanity? Okay, let me do more of it. You know, one of my best scriptures, Proverbs 18 verse 1, true desire a man having sat down, thinketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. He will just sit down like this and be thinking and be reflecting. As you are doing that, you are squeezing juice out of life. The Holy Spirit will be leading you. Remember, in February, that boy that you dated, that you didn't pray before you dated him, by April, the relationship was already dead. Don't do that again next time. Next time you want to go into relationship, this is what to do. Remember how you followed your friends to the bar. And you say, I trust myself, I'm very strong, I can't drink beer. Before you know it, you left there drunk. I mean, you didn't remember. They will be reminding you of what you did right. Say, do you remember this one, how you helped somebody and the person became blessed? Do more of that. Do you remember how you fasted for one whole month in the month of so? Yeah, do more of that. This is a period for sober reflection. Sober reflection. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Think your way through the past and launch your thoughts into the future. When you think, you will plan. You see, when you think very well, you will know how to live life. It's a person that doesn't think that lives above his size. When you think well, you will know your size. You will know the kind of clothes you can wear for Christmas that you don't need to start paying it for the next 6 months. That's thinking. You will know the kind of house you must live. You know the kind of things you must do. That's a product of thinking. The more you think, the more you will have take. You will make good decisions. The money some people are collecting as salary is what some people are using to feed 4 children. Yet, not one single half plot, not even full plot, half plot of land was not bought in 2021. I heard a story of one man. His driver was driving him, and the driver said, okay, this weekend, please, I want you to come and help me dedicate my house. He sat down at the back, and he's living in a rented apartment. The driver that is driving him said, come and help me dedicate my house. He said, I don't understand what you mean. As in, you mean the house you just rented? The new house you rented? No, he said, no. The one I just built, I built a house. I just want you to come and pray there. He said, you mean you built a house on that? May the Lord give us understanding. I heard the story of a man who stays in a... somewhere in one of the bigger cities in this country, who takes pepper soup. You know pepper soup? Pepper soup. I think I should take that very soon. He takes pepper soup almost every night. 15,000 per plate. 15,000 per plate. Check the place where people don't think at all. This person doesn't have one quarter plot. So a preaching was on like this, and the pastor said, Go and think. You can build a house. Go and think. And he said, that's true. How will I be spending money on like this on pepper soup? So he stopped going for that pepper soup and beer. And within 6 months, he moved into his own house. Converted pepper soup money into block money and cement money. By the time we started this year, cement was still 2,000 plus. We are going to 3,000 this year. Well, cement is 4,300 today. 4,500 today. As of today. The beginning of this year, cement was just approaching 3,000 plus. 3,000 this year. It's already 4,005 now. This is a period for you to sit down and think and reflect. May the Lord give us understanding. Do you know that God is a God that thinks? Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Come, let us reason together. Let us think together. Come. Let's think. Let's reason. Come, let's reason together. Let's think together. This last week of 2021, God will open your understanding. I say, God will open your understanding. I say, God will open your understanding. Say a louder amen. You will have time with God. May you utilize that time very well. I say, may you utilize that time very well. May you utilize that time very well. Say a louder amen. Number three, way to planning for a glorious future is consult the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 11:14. Consult the Holy Spirit. That is asking for counsel. Where no counsel is the people for. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Where a person lives without the counsel of the Holy Spirit, there is problem. You have to say there's a spirit in man, but the inspiration of the Almighty giveth him understanding. Spend quality time with the Holy Spirit. 7 hours. 10 hours. 24 hours. 48 hours. With your jota and your biro, he will speak. You know, he's a speaking spirit. He will speak. This last week will not end without you hearing something from God expressly. I said this last week will not end without you hearing something from God expressly. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Consult the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what am I to do in 2022? What am I to do in 2022? What is the way forward? What are the things you want me to do? Psalm 32 and verse 8. I will lead you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with my own eyes. God is ready to guide us, but we have to consult the Holy Spirit for his guidance and for his instructions. May the instructions of God be clear to you at this season. Many who are not yet married, who are here, who are watching me, the person you should marry is not far away from you. It's just that God need to remove the scale that is covering your face. That thing that is disturbing your eyes from seeing clearly. You are looking for a girl that will drop from heaven. You are looking for a perfect person that doesn't exist. Nobody here that is due for marriage will be unmarried by the end of 2022. Say a louder amen. God will open your eyes of understanding. I say, God will open your eyes of understanding. God will open your eyes of understanding. In that, many will get married first quarter 2022. Yeah. Because of their spending quality time with God. And then suddenly God speaks the name of somebody. And the name is not in the Bible. But this name is not in the Bible I'm reading. You will get it. I say you will get it. In Jesus' mighty name. Number four way to planning for a glorious future is sit down and plan ahead. Sit down and plan ahead. Always learn to plan ahead. Planning ahead makes you organized. An uncommon life requires an uncommon plan. An uncommon life requires an uncommon plan. So sit down to plan. Do you know why people look for school fees of children? They didn't sit down to plan. If you sit down to plan, you know your salary. You know how much you have to save before you can pay school fees. There's no need to start running a scatter for school fees. You know how much your salary is. And you know when you're supposed to pay fees. Why do you now have to start running a shelter? It's not necessary. Sit down to plan. You want to pay rent in September next year. Sit down to plan. You start amortizing the rent from now on. It's not that it's August. You now start running on September. No, that's not how to plan. If it's 2,000 or 10,000 or 30,000, you start saving it. That's planning. Not that one will now start running from pillar to post. That shows that there's no plan. Many plan for wedding, but they don't plan for marriage. Many will spend all their money on wedding day. Then when they now get into the marriage itself, there will be nothing to spend. That's not a good plan. Wedding is one day, maybe 2 days. In fact, you can even make it 1 week. But marriage is for life. Marriage is the main thing that should be planned. The wedding should just... If a wedding planner can handle it, anybody can handle it. But the marriage itself, how do I love this person? How do I care for my children? How do I ensure that the welfare of the family is okay? How do I lead them to God and show them the way? All these are a result of planning. As from today, you will not live a planless life. I say you will not live a planless life. It is when you sit down to plan, you'll be able to know the number of children you should have. Because if you don't sit down to plan, and every year you are having children, then by the time those children, it's time to be sending them to school, then there will be an issue. When you sit down to plan, you'll be able to look at your income and look at the economic circumstances and all that. And then based on that, you plan. I was reading somewhere recently, and I heard that family planning or something is as cheap as 1,005. Family planning kit or whatever, it's as cheap as 1,005. And you see people who don't have anything, very poor. They will have 9 children, 20 children. Family planning kit is 1,005. May the Lord give us understanding. Number five way to planning and strategizing is set long-term plans and short-term goals. During this period, set long-term plans. Wow, time is moving. Let me move very fast now. Set long-term plans and set short-term goals. It's okay to buy clothes, but we must set goals that are important. Set goals within the time frame available to you. It's very important to set long-term plans. Long-term plans and short-term goals. Things that can be accomplished in 1 week, 1 month, 3 months. And then some will be 2 years plan. Some will be 5 years plan. This is very, very important. God will endorse your plan that you have set. Not that you will be the one that will, he will endorse. He tell you, you will come. We'll get to that in the course of this teaching tonight. So set long-term plans and set short-term goals. Number six, be prayerful. Present your plans before God. The things he has shown to you, the things he has led you to want to do. Demand for success in prayer. By the special grace of God, from January 2nd to 13th of January, we'll be having the 12 days of empowerment 2022. And that is when you will really know people who don't have plans and those who have plans. How do you have plans and your mates are praying and fasting and you are watching Arsenal? The people that you are watching, they are already millionaire in dollars. So some people will come in on the last day. That's why for some, not you people here and those watching us, but some people, that's why every year is the same. No prayer. No prayer. If you are going to enjoy the new year, you must be prayerful. Waking up early in the day, waking up early enough to pray in the afternoons. You have time. Many schools are shut down. Many companies might be off duty. Spend quality time with God. Be able to account for how many hours you and God had time. Say, God, it's me and you during this period. God will not gain from it. You are the one that will gain from it. May the Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Prayer is a vital demand for success for the future. Vital demand. I cannot tell how many years now that I've always been in God's presence from the beginning of the year till before the year starts and after the fasting starts for stops for general public. Continue. Just to see God. Just to hear his voice. Just to know what he's saying. Just to contact power. Nobody here will be prayerless. I say nobody here will be prayerless. I pray for you tonight, the strength and grace needed to engage in this upcoming fast, receive it in the name of Jesus. God will empower us in Jesus' name. I say God will empower us in Jesus' name. Number seven is be ruled by the word. Every of your planning, let your plan be ruled by the word. Don't plan anything that is contrary. Don't plan to take somebody else's husband. Don't plan to take somebody else's wife. Don't plan to steal money. Don't plan to do anything evil. Be ruled by the word. Let your plans be guided by the word. Let your plans be guided. Because when I say plan, I use the, okay, let me plan how I want to corner somebody, how I want to. One of the people that used to steal my money in those days, he sent me text some days ago from one of these agencies borrowing more people money that so person who borrowed money from us. And I said, I thought this person would have been a billionaire by now. He doesn't pay. He doesn't pay. Let your plans be ruled by the word. Anything the word doesn't say, don't go into it. Anything that when people hear, they'll say, this person can't be a Christian. Don't go into it. Let your plans be ruled by the word. And number eight, avoid procrastination. Immediately, you have the plan and you enter the new year. Commence the plan. Avoid procrastination. Run with the plan that God has given to you. Run with the plan that God has given to you. And I pray that the Lord will bless us all in Jesus' name. Are you blessed tonight? If you are blessed, shout hallelujah. Just before we go to pray tonight, some areas where planning is needed. Number one is personal life. Because some people say, planning. Which area do I need to plan? Number one, plan your personal life. Plan your personal life. Number two, plan your spiritual life. How many days a week do you want to be fasting? Which days will you be doing vigil? How many chapters of the Bible will you read per day going forward? This is your spiritual life and you have to plan it. How many books must you read per week? You must plan it. That's why some people live a whole month without reading any book, a whole year. But there's no plan. There's no clear-cut plan. Have a plan for your personal life. Have a plan for your spiritual life. Number three, have a plan for your family life and your children. Have a plan for your children. Set money aside little by little for their future, for their school fees, for their clothes, for their food. Have a plan for them. May your children not curse you in your old age. I say your children will not curse you in your old age. Because when one brings a child into the world and there's no care, at the old age, the child will say, this parent is not an on-point person. So plan for them. Plan for them. Number four area that plan is needed is resources. When you plan your resources, you don't waste money. When you plan your resources, you don't waste money. Plan your resources. Don't point to jewelry that you know that your husband is a jewelry that it will take your husband 2 years for his salary to buy the jewelry. You want to buy it and put it on your neck. What kind of thing is that? A shoe that it will take your husband 6 months of hard labor and you wear it, the thing will be. What kind of shoe is that? Plan your resources. In my life, I never stretch my hands towards anything that I don't have money to afford. I'm not under any pressure from anybody. Anybody can make fun of me. Anybody can say anything. It's of no value to me. It doesn't have any effect on me. If I want to do something, I must have planned for it, and I don't allow people to place you under pressure. This is the clothes that is raining now. The clothes that was raining yesterday is ragged today. Clothes that was raining yesterday is ragged today. Some people now, they are planning this 1 week. We'll go to an hotel. We'll rest. The hotel is maybe 200,000 per night. That hotel, when you sleep there, will you be transported from that bed to heaven? Will God come to the room and come and sleep with you? Why don't you stay in your own bedroom and enjoy your life? Why you are saving to be able to have a house like that hotel? Plan. Waste is one of the most. Do you know why some Christians don't pay tithe? They are wasteful. How will I remove 10% from this thing? This, when it's 100% safe and I blow everything, it's not enough. It can never be enough. When you remove God's own 10% and you give it to Him, you have more than that 90, you will not even finish spending it. You'll be able to save some. You help the poor from some. This Christmas now, you are supposed to have a budget. You have a budget for your parents. You have a budget for your biological parents, your spiritual parents, your children, your wife, the poor, the less privileged. But you see some of you, they don't have any budget. Everything has been wasted. So plan your resources. You will have peace of mind. I say you will have peace of mind. nobody here will waste their resources again. In the name of Jesus. Well, let me give us one more, then we'll close. Or two more. Number five. Areas where we plan is needed. I said number one is what? Personal life. Number two. Number three. Number four. Resources. Number five is plan your time. If you want to be great, plan your time. Plan your time. Plan your time. Plan your time. If you come to my office and you sit down, that time you sit down is only for a short time. If you sit down like you want to use plenty hours, it's not possible. But most people that come to my office, I don't tell them to sit down. You tell me what you want to tell me and you are off. Except you are there for counseling or we have something to discuss that is very cogent. Then you sit down for a few minutes because there is no time. There's no time. Time you should be using for Bible study, using for prayer, organizing, planning things, sorting people out, bringing solutions to the world. Now sit down for 4 hours and be gisting. You're talking about somebody else's life. Backbiters are always at the back. So don't sit down with them. You don't have the time. Backbiters, back. They are at the back. They were biting the back so they can never. So don't sit down with. Spare your time well. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. And number six, organizational planning. If you run an organization, organizational or career planning, plan your career. Many of us, we could not get promotion this year because we did not work as stipulated by our organization. So plan, how do I want to scale? How do I want to meet expectation and exceed expectation? Plan it. What are the mistakes I made? What are the areas I didn't do well? As an organization, plan how your organization wants to scale, how you want to move forward. This and many others will help us. In conclusion, spend quality time in God's presence. Spend quality time in God's presence. So that when we begin to pray, you have a focus for prayer. You have a focus for prayer. Father, this is my desire. This is what you spoke to me. This is what you want me to do. Then you pursue it tenaciously. I pray by the time you are appearing here on 31st of December, God would have opened your eyes of understanding. I say your eyes of understanding would have been mightily opened in Jesus' name. Nobody here will be without a plan by the end of this year. In the name of Jesus, the help of God will be available for you. You will not waste your resources. You will not waste your time. And you will not waste your destiny. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.